Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want? There she is, the Queen of Soul, little Aretha, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney, a longtime Brain Trust member, almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works. He's our honesty expert. You're starting to get that picture right. Stephen, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
If they go to our website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, and before I forget, if they actually email us that they listen to your show, we'll send them the 8 steps to kind of jumpstart your new year.
Ooh.
And even though the new year has already started, these are 8 things that I've identified that are really the key to success in moving forward with really anybody in any business and any career, what they need to do jumpstarting this year.
Take that advantage of that, folks. So they go to justbehonest.com and find the contact us button.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So check that out. You can find his books there too, folks. And that's Stephen with a V, and Gaffney has 2 F's. Stephen, let's talk about some of those things. One of the things you talk about to get the new year going is let go of the garbage.
Absolutely. You know, people get stuck in the past. For example, let's say somebody wrapped up the last year and it didn't go so well. So they're harping on the past. I believe that we should take lessons learned from the past, but we don't want to harp on the past. Mm-hmm. But it also deals with other things. Sometimes we're really irritated with people in our personal or our business life, and we haven't really sought forgiveness. And what I mean by forgiveness is it's the gift you give yourself, not other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really irritated with, let's say, a customer or maybe an employee or maybe somebody at home, let it go. Let it go. We're only punishing ourselves, so that when I say let go of the garbage, it's the garbage that we feel inside that we keep carrying around, and then we wonder why we're not.
They don't even know the people you're mad at don't even know what's going on. You're not hurting them at all.
Absolutely, and they'll say, "I'm not going to forgive that person. I'm not going to let them get away with it." They don't get it. They're killing themselves inside.
You know, one of the things that I've really tried hard to do, and I've had some success, I think, is just not looking back. Whenever something happens, and I've had some train wrecks in my life over the years. It's just not.
We all have, Jim.
I just try not to look back, and I try to always focus forward. What's the next thing that's going to happen? I guess it's because I'm always excited about what may be about to happen. And the other thing, folks, if you really want to get to where you're doing what Stephen says, you'll get to the point where if you ever do think about that person he was mentioning it. You have to try to remember why you were mad at them. if you can get to that point, then you're golden, right, Stephen?
Well, part of it is, and you just identified it with when you were saying about train wrecks that you've had. We all have had, and I think that's actually an important step is awareness. You know, sometimes people will just ignore what's going on inside them or what's around them, and the key is just being aware as a first step. And if people really are challenged with forgiveness, they can also send me an email, and I'll send them 7 steps to actually be able to let go of anything in their life.
I've identified
7 key successes.
Well, check that out, folks. So that's justbehonest.com. Click on contact Stephen. Tell him you heard about it from me, and he'll send that to you. That could be valuable. All right, what's next, Stephen?
Well, another key to jumpstarting the new year is stop negotiating things that are not negotiable. You know, we all have important things in our life and that we really want in our small business and in our business and in our life as a whole, and we negotiate things that are non-negotiable. What I'm really talking about is, let's say, certain values. Let's take the value of honesty. You know, and for most of us, that is a really key and important element. But we got to look around. Do we trust everybody? Is that important? And sometimes we have employees or we work with people or we have people in our life we don't really trust. The bottom line is, why are we putting up with it? Take a stand in your life. If we don't stand up for ourselves, what's important, how do we expect anybody else to actually abide by that?
What would be an example of what that would look like?
What that looks like is, let's say you have an employee who you just don't trust. I'm not saying you fire them. I'm saying you got to address that issue. Or somebody in your own life where fundamentally you're double-checking and you're triple checking them, or you don't really believe what they're saying, why are we putting up with that? And they might say, well, this person's always been in my life. Well, the key is, when we negotiate things that are non-negotiable, we suffer inside. So a lot of times when I'm working with somebody and I'm coaching somebody, they're actually unhappy with certain things. But the truth is they know what the key is to their success, but they're negotiating things that are not negotiable. It may even be the way you structure your business. For example, maybe your business, you don't want to have a lot of people in the business. You don't want to have a lot of overhead. But you've spiraled into a complex business. And why? How did we do this to ourselves? So take a stand of what's important and quit negotiating things that are not negotiable. That's the key.
All right, I got time for one more.
Okay. I know one of my favorites is to take an area that we're successful in and overlap it with something we're not successful. So what we can do is, let's say we're having a real big challenge with growing the business. Well, let's look at our five top clients. What are we doing with them that we are not doing with maybe potential clients that we're trying to win? So what I'm saying is, we all have identified kind of certain keys to success. And what I found out is that when people are really troubled in another area because they're not applying their keys to success, the way they've approached things with those areas which they're not successful.
It's amazing how you have a great tool you know how to use and you don't apply it across the board, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about, folks. Think about that. Stephen, justbehonest.com, right?
Yes.
Come back
yes.
again real soon. Good job today.
I will, and thank you for having me, Jim.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.